Welcome back to the final segment of Mike McFeely Outdoors on this wonderful Saturday morning on the mighty 790 KFGO. We have had a stretch of just terrific summer weather, and that's what Jeff Katzer and I were talking about. And I know it makes it tough for fishing sometimes when we get weather like this, but I'm not going to complain, because soon enough we're going to be having 30-mile-an-hour north winds and rain and overcast and eventually snow and ice, so I'm not going to complain. We'll deal with the calm water and the flat water as we get it here throughout August. Jeff is in Melrose, Minnesota today. That's where they make Warrior boats, and Warrior has long been a sponsor of this program. They've long been a great supporter of Jeff Katzer. So let's bring in Kent Anderson. He is one of the honchos. I don't know Kent's exact title, and Kent is on the line with us. I just call you a honcho, Kent, so I hope you're not offended by that, but you're a big shooter. You're one of the main guys at Warrior Boats. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be part of it. I'm National Sales Manager here at Warrior Boats, and we're at the 2015 dealer meeting. We actually just unveiled our new gel lined paint scheme new direction of Warrior, type to say. Warrior's always kind of had the lines and the graphics that they've had for many years, and what we came out with this year is a complete different. We got inlaid pin lines and everything in the gel coat metal flake, and it is outstanding. The dealers that are here are just jacked about what we did, and it's just made a whole new face for Warrior, and we're looking forward to the 2015 season, and it's going to be excellent. And it's hard to believe that we're already talking 2015. It feels like summer just got here.
Doesn't it? Because, you know, throughout May and June, we're all kind of complaining about, it's kind of crummy weather, and when are things going to get going? And now, since late June and into July, it's been just terrific, and things are going now a million miles an hour, Kent, and the kids are going to be back in school here in a couple of weeks, and summer's going to be over. But that gives us the opportunity to look forward to next year. So how did Warrior come to the plan and the conclusion that you wanted to kind of come up with this new gel package, Kent? I mean, walk us through that process a little bit, if you would, because this is an exciting time for Warrior. This is kind of neat.
Yeah, it was a long process. We'll say that at least. We started this process probably about a year ago, trying to figure what direction we wanted to go to make a statement that Warrior's here to stay, and I think we did it. It's been long dragging out. I mean, you get put a lot of stuff on paper, do a lot of test panels, this and that, trying to figure out what's going to be the best to go with, or look the best. And I think we hit it. I think we actually hit it out of the park here. Check it out on Facebook. It'll be on our website shortly. Warrior Boats Inc. is our Facebook. WarriorBoatsInc.com is our website. But everyone out there can see those new lines. Another place they'll be able to see them too is we got a Warrior Fest or Warrior Rally coming up out of Woodland Resort out there in Devil's Lake here the first weekend of September, weekend after Labor Day.
Oh, perfect.
And that'll be a great experience to see what we have done with these beasts.
Yeah, you bet. And just if people don't know, a little bit of the history of Warrior Boats is that it was a really popular brand for a long time that kind of fell on hard times and kind of went away for a couple of years. And then some investors in that Melrose, Minnesota area bought the brand and got it restarted again several years ago. And Warrior has been building since then, to the point now that Kent was saying, you know, we want to let people know that we're here to stay. And I think that this message will do that. Kent, how have sales been going? You know, you're the national sales manager. How has the brand been growing and going since kind of the restart of Warrior a few years ago?
They've been going exactly how a company would like to see them go. We've had pretty much a good consistent growth, and a growth that we can control, you know, and actually be able to still get the product out. You don't want to grow too fast and fall on your face and have customers upset, but it seems like we've been able to do a pretty good job at that. The guys at the shop, I mean, I'd put the guys building these boats up against any boat manufacturer out there for quality, fit and finish, all that stuff. One thing I can tell you that these guys probably have more than any boat company is a passion for the product. I mean, the guys building these things, they're proud to have a Warrior on their chest. Everyone involved with this company is avid sportsmen. So that makes a big deal, and it's just it's outstanding. It makes me lost for words when I try to explain how much passion we have for what we're building and selling, and I think that's what helps our sales.
Well, and what I always tell people up here in the Fargo-Moorhead area, Kent, is that, we deal a lot with Woodland Resort, and they're a great supporter of my program during the week, and Warrior Boats does a great job for us on the weekends here on Mike McFeely Outdoors. But if you're in Fargo-Moorhead, Kovash Marine, right off of First Avenue North in Moorhead, Pat Kovash up there has a number of Warrior Boats out on display right there that the public can see and touch and feel and look at. And every time I drive by there, I always have to glance because they're just out there. They're sparkling. They're different colors. That they have a lot of different packages. They have some with the consoles. They have some with just the tillers. And so if you want to check it out with your own eyes up here in Fargo-Moorhead, check out Kovash Marine over in Moorhead. Kent, I've been to your factory. It was a couple of years ago since I've been down there. But, people, I think, need to realize that, and you mentioned it, that Warrior has grown steadily the last couple of years, but it's still not this huge assembly line factory where it's just, parts going through. It's still a very intimate, closely held company where the guys back in the shop, they're building boats, I don't want to say by hand, but they're kind of building them by hand, aren't they? I mean, it's very hands-on that these guys are doing.
Yes, it is. I mean, we build our boats one at a time. I mean, not a custom boat, but it almost is a custom boat.
It is, and I hesitated to say that because it makes it sound like people can, be right there on the factory floor directing these guys, but it is almost like a custom boat.
It is, and not to jump subject, but going back about the Kovash Marine thing, yeah, he has those boats lined up there along First Avenue, and it really makes you wonder why there isn't more accidents right there with all those beautiful boats lined up.
All right, Kent, we're going to wrap things up because we're just about out of time here. Thank you very much. I appreciate you checking in from the Warrior Boats factory and dealership down there in Melrose, Minnesota, and come back again sometime, okay?
Yep, thanks for your time, and hope everyone can make it out to Warrior Rally this year.
Yeah, you bet. Kent Anderson, Warrior Boats. That's going to wrap things up here on Mike McFeely Outdoors. We'll talk more. I was planning on being up in Devil's Lake that second weekend of September, the one after Labor Day. That's kind of been a traditional time when I get up there to fish for walleyes, open water after Labor Day when things slow down, and we can talk more about that big weekend at Woodland Resort as time moves on here. This has been Mike McFeely Outdoors on this Saturday morning on KFGO. Get out and fish. Enjoy the nice weather as we can here before it turns into winter in the upper Midwest. We'll see you next week.
Hey, I'm a country man, a city boy.